Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
Arthur Peterson is driving a gray station wagon around the perimeter of the Bethel landfill. He navigates the dusty lane that traces a diamond around the heaping mass of trash.
Yeah, well, Mark of Bethel, they call it, yeah. Because you could find anything and everything here.
Arthur doesn't get far before he pops out of the car to rummage through a pile of tangled metal.
Nice and sharp yet, this guy.
He's here with his wife, Olinka. The pair have been coming to the dump every Saturday to build up their fish camp across the river from Bethel.
We got our smokehouse built mostly partly
and our dry rack.
Today they're scavenging for beams to hold up a new house they're building at the site. They have another project too. Just when an already challenging salmon season was kicking off a few weeks earlier on the Kuskokwim, the outboard motor on their boat failed. They ordered a replacement part through a local shop, but it was taking too long to arrive.
We have 40 mercury, so we found exactly the same kind of motor, so we're using that as a spare part.
The 19-acre landfill occupies a high spot on the tundra just outside of town, next to the city's sewage lagoon. In the summer, the combined aroma can go from underwhelming to overpowering with a shift in the wind. Scavenging at the dump is a way for residents to push back against the challenging economic reality of life in rural Alaska. On this day, each of the dozens of vehicles that creep slowly along the lane appear to be in search of something different. At an intersection marked by washing machines, pallets, and several filthy mattresses, Tim Grifka finds a wheel for his van.
There's no tire man in town, so I grab me a rim off this vehicle. But I do pretty well scavenging scrap metal, is my thing.
Grifka has been combing the landfill for brass and copper for the past decade. He squeezes what he can into 70-pound flat-rate boxes and mails them to an Anchorage recycling center to supplement his income. Occasionally, he strikes the dump equivalent of gold.
I seen the truck dumping at the fall season, and I made $3,400 one day, but there's other guys out here. I don't know if we're ravens or what we are, but we're pretty much out here just for the scrap metal.
Scrap metal isn't the only treasure by any means. Grifka has also scored running vehicles, working power tools, wall tents discarded by the state fish and game department, and other perfectly usable items that either legally can't be resold outside of official auctions or haven't been donated for various reasons.
There's a lot of government scuttle that they can't, it's not for resale.
Another picker, John Michaels, remembers a time when the search for scuttle and items of value was more of a free-for-all and not limited to Saturdays only.
Back in the day, it used to be daily people would be able to come in and just salvage stuff. But people got hurt, from rusty metal.
In 2016, the city moved to halt scavenging at the Bethel landfill altogether, calling it a liability and public safety risk. But public outcry was immediate and effective, and salvaging remained open 6 days a week until 2018, when the current Saturday-only rule took effect. Michaels is here to dump a beat-up furnace towed behind his four-wheeler. He says he wasn't planning on grabbing anything, but within minutes of offloading, he's unloading a junked four-wheeler to bring home and salvage the tires.
I try not to come out here too much. If I'll see something, I want to try and fix it and get it up and running.
Just as Michaels waves goodbye and drives away, a truck pulls in to pick the area clean of buckets and plastic totes. At the Walmart of Bethel, there is something for everyone. But instead of adding to the junk pile, every Saturday at the landfill, things find new life. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.